This one cause has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Scarab 2019, and here at the booth, I have Joe. How's it going, Joe?
Doing well.
And what are we going to be talking about now?
So, I don't know if this convention's ever heard of this game before, Yikers.
It sounds familiar.
There might have been a couple cases delivered to this convention a couple years ago.
Perhaps.
So, before I even came to this convention, we had already bought this game.
Okay.
It's a neat little... Sorry, bounce.
Sorry.
Nice little magnet effect game. These little magnet rocks, the same kind of rocks you see in tourist stops.
Okay.
Where you pick up a handful, fill a bag.
Yeah.
What they've done is taken those same kind of rocks, a certain number of them, whatever that number is, and then they have the neoprene, just like a scuba outfit, pieces, four or five triangles that you can put in different shapes. Maybe you make it into a square, that's the easy game, other shapes for hard, and the idea is one at a time you're placing these rocks on the board, the idea being you want to get rid of all the rocks out of your hand. And hose the other person. You space them enough so they don't affect each other.
Okay.
And then as they get close together, hurt. And while somebody's putting one too close to another, it puts the rocks attract each other. That person has to pick them up and put them back in their hand to try to get rid of them all again.
Oh, wow.
So you're kind of spacing them, taking over the good leftover space and forcing the other person to make a mistake. It's forcing mistakes is how you win this game.
Okay.
It's good with kids because they can see how it works.
Right.
And there's also a lot of kids that just sit there and like to see the rocks jump across the neoprene because they do slide very nicely.
Yeah.
Very high quality. The rocks are the nice shiny magnets with a smooth texture.
A little smooth, yeah.
There's no jagged edges. They could be eaten. But so you just be careful with toddlers and stuff, but it's not strong enough to wear two magnets together cause an obstruction. It's not that bad.
right.
The other, I've already, is construction. The construction is very nice. Bad.
It is.
You're not killing each other. There's no role-playing.
I gotcha.
But that's not a bad for me. That's what other people might say.
Yeah,
for
this isn't the type of game for that anyway.
It's a guarantee game. You could always win. It's really good for like if you've got a big game going and maybe some people are waiting to start another turn. You can push this off to the side. This is a
I hadn't thought about that. But
quick little game to have on the side. It can always be out. It's one of those really good for there ain't no instructions that you need to give.
Right.
I mean, just really quickly, place them on the board one at a time. They have to be on the board. Don't collect them. Just be the first out.
Okay.
Very, very, very easy. Highly recommended. And I thank the company that made that game for sending them to
us. For sending so many of them to us.
It was just awesome. And everybody, nobody complains about it. You don't trade that one away unless you already have one.
That's true.
Everybody keeps it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for talking with us about Yikers.
Yep.
As I board game reviews from the Swarm cast, if you don't like it, then I'll come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.